Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, so there is a feud going on between Mark Wahlberg and Dr. Oz.
Are you serious?
I give you the whole scoop on this craziness coming up. It's a whole thing. But first, big announcement was made yesterday. Now, I mentioned this in the tease while we were playing Luke Combs that he is coming to Philadelphia. Luke Combs is going to be at Citizens Bank Park on September 12th with Tim McGraw.
All right.
It's going to be a crazy show. It's called the McGraw Here on Earth Tour, and it's going to be awesome. So I think tickets go on sale in like a month.
Okay.
But you need to know about it now.
Yes.
So mark it on your calendar.
Oh, that's fantastic.
September 12th at Citizens Bank Park. This is kind of funny. One of my favorite movies of all time is being turned into a Broadway show, and it has me kind of scratching my head.
But when I asked my kids, I said, where would you like to go this summer more than any place in the world, huh? What'd you say?
Why?
Shut up, Russ.
National Lampoon's Vacation is turning into Broadway Vacation, the musical. So they say it'll star characters from the popular movies, but no word yet on who is going to star in them. But I guess the daughter changed every year, right? Like each new movie
different
was a whole different person.
Yeah, and certainly Chevy Chase is in no condition to do anything. Is he still alive, by the way?
He is still alive, yes. And then finally, let's talk about this craziness that is Mark Wahlberg and Dr. Oz feuding over, of all things, intermittent fasting. So Dr. Oz has been recommending to skip breakfast and fast after 7 p.m. So stop eating at 7 and then not eat again until lunchtime.
So very similar to what Jennifer Aniston has been doing,
intermittent, like, there's a lot of celebrities who are doing it. And it's interesting because Dr. Oz is usually, like, you can usually kind of trust what he has to say. Mm-hmm. But Mark Wahlberg stepped in and was like, absolutely not, dude. I eat two breakfasts per day, and look at me, right? Yeah. I mean, he also works out like a beast, though. I think that's the difference. So Dr. Oz has challenged Mark Wahlberg to a one-legged push-up contest.
That's so weird. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many of those do you think you can do? I mean, look at the difference between these two guys. There's an age difference. There is a physical difference.
Seems like a poor challenge from Dr. Oz's.
Right. But like Jillian Michaels, you know, from The Biggest Loser.
Right,
she said, no, I'm on Dr. Oz's. He can totally whoop Mark Wahlberg's butt in this. So I'm thinking if Wahlberg doesn't win, he should challenge Dr. Oz to maybe a name contest.
I don't think.
Well, that's not what I'm looking for.
Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, right? Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe.
Nobody can do it.
No, Mark Wahlberg for the win.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Coming up next in the X-Files in just about an hour, you want to look like Jason Aldean? I'll talk to you about his workout routine, which is actually pretty doable. That's coming up next.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So I applaud this guy for following his dream. It's his dream, I question. Wait till you hear that story. It's coming up. But first, want to look like Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's in great shape. And he actually just slimmed down quite a bit. And he said he did it by spending a lot of time with a nutritionist. He learned that he had been eating way too late in the day and not eating enough. So he said he started working out a little and he eats more than he ever has before. But what does he eat? That's the key, right? He said he gets up and he eats 4 eggs in the morning with avocado. A couple hours later, he has a protein bar. He eats fish and salmon and broccoli or something for lunch. And then another protein bar a couple hours later. He said, so a lot of protein, a lot of vegetables, not a lot of carbs, not a lot of sugar. He said it's really not rocket science, but the key is to then stop eating at a certain time, so that your body isn't, you're not eating right before you go to bed and your body is so sedentary.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And to have the discipline to continue to do it.
Right.
And not slip and have a cupcake. Or like for breakfast, I had a bag of potato chips and 4 coffees. No discipline.
That's just the beginning, Dave. All right. Now, speaking of being in shape, the Eagles are going to be the subject of a new Amazon Prime Video show.
All right.
It's called All or Nothing. And we're hoping that they gave the cameras access to everything during this past season, both on and off the field. But really, that the chances of that are pretty slim. No matter what's going on over there, though, All or Nothing is going to be available on Prime Video on February 7th, which happens to be my birthday. It's just a coincidence that it's on my birthday. But I'm just, in case you're writing things down on your calendar and you're like, oh, watch All or Nothing on Amazon Prime Video February 7th. By the way, that's Andy's birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay to include that. And here's the story about the guy who followed his dream. There's this guy. And he owned a bar in San Francisco. And he closed his business in order to relocate to Las Vegas. I'll tell you why. But first, he sent a letter to his employees saying, this has been his dream since he was in diapers. He said, I'm 50 years old, and I think now is the time. This might sound crazy to you, but I believe it's never too late to pursue your dreams. So I've taken years of pole dancing lessons. My moves are incredible. My routine is magical. And yes, the guy moved to Las Vegas to become an exotic dancer.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Absolutely serious. He took care of his employees. He gave them ample notice. He gave them a little extra cash so that they could go find another job so that he could follow his dream to be an exotic dancer in Las Vegas.
That's fantastic.
At 50. Oh, God. Isn't that amazing?
As you said, I mean, points for following your dream, man.
My favorite part. My moves are incredible. My routine is magical.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.